Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to 9 Out of Chai's podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book Appalachia: A History by John Alexander Williams is a regional history published by the University of North Carolina Press that surveys the Appalachian past from the colonial era to the early 21st century. Written by a historian with long professional ties to the region, the book combines social, political, environmental, economic, and cultural history to explain how Appalachia has been formed, represented, and contested over time. Rather than treating the region as a simple backdrop to national events, Williams presents it as a place shaped by migration, conflict, labor change, federal intervention, and internal diversity. A central purpose of the book is to challenge one-dimensional stereotypes by tracing how myths about Appalachia developed alongside its real historical transformations. The result is a broad but carefully argued account intended for students, scholars, and general readers who want an authoritative introduction to the region's past and its continuing significance. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, a long historical arc that connects colonial settlement to modern Appalachia. Williams structures the book as a broad historical narrative that spans more than four centuries, beginning in the colonial period and moving into the 20th century and beyond. This long view matters because it shows Appalachia not as a fixed cultural zone, but as a region continually remade by external pressures and local adaptation. The early chapters emphasize the violent displacement of native peoples as European settlers and their descendants expanded into the mountains, establishing a pattern of conflict and territorial change that shaped the region's later development. By keeping the chronology expansive, Williams can link early settlement patterns to later economic and social conditions rather than isolating them as unrelated episodes. This approach also helps readers see Appalachia as historically connected to larger American processes, such as expansion, market integration, industrialization, and state policy. The strength of the book lies in its ability to hold these long-term changes together without reducing the region to a single event or era. Secondly, how myths and contradictory images shaped the meaning of Appalachia. One of the book's most important themes is the tension between Appalachia as a real historical place and Appalachia as a set of recurring cultural images. Williams examines the long history of assumptions that portray the region as both intensely American and somehow apart from America. These images have often been contradictory, casting Appalachia alternately as a symbol of national authenticity, a preserve of tradition, a problem region, or a place of backwardness. By tracing how such myths developed, the book shows that public perception has never been neutral. It has influenced how outsiders understood the region and how policies were justified toward it. Williams does not simply dismiss these images as false. Instead, he uses them to reveal how identity is constructed through storytelling, representation, and selective memory. This makes the book especially valuable because it asks readers to separate inherited stereotypes from historical evidence, while also recognizing that those stereotypes themselves are part of Appalachia's history. The argument is as much about interpretation as it is about events. Thirdly, storytelling, local voices, and the problem of defining regional identity. Williams gives special attention to the voices of Appalachian people and to the role storytelling plays in shaping regional identity. Rather than relying only on outside observers or abstract social theory, he incorporates a wide range of perspectives that show how residents have understood their own lives and communities. This emphasis is important because Appalachia has often been described by people speaking for the region rather than from within it. The book argues that the region cannot be understood fully without listening to its internal diversity, including differences of class, occupation, place, and historical experience. Storytelling becomes more than a literary device. It is part of the social process through which communities explain themselves and preserve memory. That emphasis also complicates any easy definition of Appalachia, because the region has long had contested boundaries and shifting identities. In this sense, the book presents Appalachian identity as something negotiated over time, not something inherited in a simple or uniform way. Fourthly, economic change. Deindustrialization and partial renewal in the 20th century. The 20th century receives significant attention as a period of disruption and uneven recovery. Williams highlights Appalachia as the first American region to experience widespread deindustrialization, a transformation that altered employment, community stability, and regional prospects. This is a crucial part of the book because it places Appalachia at the center of broader changes in the American economy rather than treating it as economically marginal. The decline of older industrial structures did not produce a simple story of collapse. However, Williams also examines partial renewal through federal intervention and new migration patterns, showing that policy and demographic change reshaped the region in complex ways. This balanced treatment prevents the history from becoming either a tragedy narrative or a progress narrative. Instead, it presents economic history as uneven, with gains and losses distributed differently across communities. By linking labor, government action, and migration, the book explains how modern Appalachia emerged from structural change rather than from cultural isolation alone. Lastly, a synthesis of social, environmental, political, and popular history, the book stands out for its deliberate blending of multiple kinds of history into one interpretive framework. Williams does not separate political events from environmental conditions, or economic developments from cultural patterns. Instead, he treats the region as a setting where land use, settlement, labor, governance, and popular memory interact continuously. This synthesis is one reason the book has been regarded as a standard introduction to Appalachian studies. It is not only descriptive, it is analytical in the way it connects different forces that shape the region over time. The environmental dimension matters because the mountain landscape influences settlement and resource use, while the political and economic dimensions show how outside institutions and local actors negotiated power. Popular history is equally important because it reveals how ordinary people understood and narrated change. By combining these perspectives, Williams creates a regional history that is broader than a single discipline, but still coherent. That breadth is also its main challenge, since the book asks readers to follow multiple threads across a wide geographic and historical scope. In conclusion, Appalachia: A History is best suited for readers who want a serious, wide-ranging introduction to the region rather than a simplified overview. Students of American history, Appalachian studies, regional culture, environmental history, and social change will find it especially useful. But it also rewards general readers who want to understand why Appalachia has been so persistently misrepresented. Its main value lies in the way it balances readability with scholarly depth. Williams does not treat Appalachia as a stereotype, a monolith, or a frozen rural relic. Instead, he shows how the region has been shaped by displacement, labor change, federal policy, migration, and competing narratives of identity. Compared with many regional histories, the book stands out for its ability to integrate myth and reality, local voices, and broad structural change into one coherent account. It is also notable for its long historical range, which helps readers see continuity across eras that are often studied separately. For anyone seeking a foundational account of Appalachia that is both critical and accessible, this book remains a strong point of entry. If you would like to support John Alexander Williams, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.